turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
Welcome back. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast. I don't hear anything, man. You got me up? Yeah, sounds weird. Oh, there we go. Oh, man, we got cable problems again? That's weird.
It's just right there.
That's weird. Well, I'll have to get some stable and 80 and put it on there.
Yeah. 80?
I think it's stable and 80. Or is it stable and 20? It's one of those.
It's one of those. I don't think it's 80.
Yeah. It's this miraculous stuff they use on F-15 fighter jets. So it's got to be good for our audio jacks, right?
I hope so. Man,
that was
just
weird. That sucks. What is that?
That happens to mine, too.
What is that about? Well, but it's okay if it happens to you, because
well, it's
usually
but
at the right time. But
it's something about the way these things are sitting in the...
I hear
listen
it.
To it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get some stabling on that
That's
thing.
That's bizarre. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, one of the things that happens with a lot of very promising stuff is it never pans out. And I don't know if this particular outfit is going to pan out or not. It's kind of weird, I think. I got a weird feeling about these guys. And I could be wrong. You know what? I could be wrong. But I'm just telling you. My intuition is like, They first announced that they had some really revolutionary, top-notch, worked-well ad-skipping technology for video and TV. Well, you can imagine the excitement that caused. I mean, I was calling these guys at night in the middle of the night, waking them up. They were sleeping, and I was calling them up. When's it going to be ready?
It would be one of those things where if you got an email from them, you'd probably click on the link in the email just to see what was going on. You'd lose your mind because of the subject matter alone. Skipping television commercials.
Well, just ask what happens in my home when I have the remote in my hand.
I know.
When there's a commercial. I would rather watch literally anything. Literally. Even MSNBC.
Oh, well then, yeah, that's not good.
I would
man.
Rather,
that's
no.
Not good.
It's not a commercial.
Or is it?
No, it's not. It's just propaganda.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, these guys, it's called Skipper.TV, Skipper TV, removes commercials from live and recorded TV automatically. You can check them out at skippertv.com. That's S-K-I-P-R.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
S-K-I-P-R.
But wait a minute. Listen, the fact that you're actually talking about them and giving them a promotion is a commercial about
no, it isn't.
A thing that
this is a
keeps
news story.
Commercials out.
I'm a journalist.
So when they put a commercial on to sell their stuff, will they be taken out of their own commercials?
Yes. When they put commercials on, they will be taken out. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That doesn't work, though.
No? Well.
How are you going to get the word out?
Yeah. Like, we don't have enough ads. They do have a beta that you can sign up for. How Skipper works is one of their links, kind of describes how it works. Another link, take control of your TV. Another one called Have Questions. And then the one with the blue around it, Get Early Access, which is, you know, the one everybody wants to do. But check it out, Skipper.TV. It's one of those things that you know, we talked about practical benefit to me. You know, in the environs of overwhelming entertainment, you know, which I've kind of been a little skeptical of, being able to pull the ads out of there to condense your entertainment, to kind of distill your entertainment, I think that's a good thing.
You know, no, you know what, though? Here's the deal, though. Maybe, think about it this way. Maybe those commercials are there to almost like cleanse the palate of your entertainment.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know,
so.
You're watching something really good, and you're having so much
so.
Of it, you cannot hardly take any more of this good stuff you're watching, and so you have a dumb commercial that makes you go, oh.
I don't think so.
And you take a break for a moment, and then you can re-engage.
No. You know what that's like? That analogy is like you're having a dinner at a five-star restaurant, and every four bites, you take a spoonful of poop.
Depends
that's
what
that's
reading.
Like.
No, come on. Now,
that's what that analogy is like.
Now, listen to me. You know I'm right.
Ads are the bane. I'll tell you something. There are so many personal and social negative aspects to ads, dude. It's overwhelming. You have no clue. You have no idea.
Yes, I do.
No?
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. You know I'm right. You just don't want to be right because you enjoy hating it so much. It's just like I said. Remember the...
Well, you're half right. I do enjoy hating it so
remember?
Much.
Yeah. You remember back way long time ago when I made that silly statement, but
last
it was
summer?
So true. It was last summer or like 10 years ago, one of the two, where I said, you know what? I've come to the point in my life where I figure, you know what? Everything's going to be difficult. Everything's hard.
Absolutely.
And if you factor that as
absolutely.
When you get up in the morning.
You embrace the suck. Yes.
Yes. And when you do that, it tends to take that stuff away.
Yes. You're right.
And so that's, you know.
You're
if,
right.
If you try to make it fun. Dealing through all, looking at all
the
silly, goofy,
no,
stupid
you're right.
crap.
No, that I do agree with. That your mental attitude is supreme.
Right.
No, I do agree with that. But you're still wrong about the ads. It's like taking a spoonful of poop in the middle of a 5-star meal. It does not cleanse the palate. That would not be the word. So here's the problem, as I see it. And maybe this betrays my negative attitude. But you talk about everything being hard. This also kind of dovetails with that. They're going to make it illegal. They're going to make Skipper TV illegal. The ad agencies and Microsoft and Google and Samsung and Chrysler and you know, all the companies that spend these billions and billions and billions of dollars on ads are not going to let that happen. Now, they haven't yet stopped it. They haven't yet squashed it. But that's what I see happening. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope there's some legal mechanism to get around that so that they don't get just pounded in the dust. But I think what's going to happen is they're going to say, look, we provide this programming, whether it's YouTube or Google or NBC or Fox News. You're licensed to view this programming in its entirety.
Right.
You cannot modify it. If you pull the commercials out, that's modified. You're no longer licensed legally to view it. I don't know. I have no clue. I'm making this stuff up out of my head, but I think that's probably what they're going to say.
Let me ask you this, though.
I'm not an attorney.
Here's my, and you know, I'm coming from the other side thinking of, you know, trying to be positive about how commercials are impact you and whatnot. Obviously, there are commercials that are ones that you enjoy, right? There are a couple that you go, oh, that looks cool. Or you learn something because you saw this on a commercial. And
yeah,
you go, oh,
very little.
Yeah.
Very
But there
little.
Are some.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, if you go to Glenn Beck TV or, you know, The Blaze.
Yeah.
Some of their commercials.
Yeah.
You love some of those.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, we were watching one time and go, that's awesome. You never see that. Look at that. That's great. And it was some kind of...
Really?
It was like a gun.
It was a Skipper TV ad.
It was like a gun. Yeah. It was like an ammo commercial
well,
or something.
Well, now, that's true.
So,
if you're talking
so,
about...
There you go.
If you're talking about ads so where they're selling explosives...
Well, there you go. There, so there
firearms.
There is such a thing as a good commercial.
Knives.
Yes, see?
Camping equipment.
Africa.
Fishing poles. Absolutely.
Yes.
Safaris.
Yep.
Tents.
Constitutions.
Exactly. Flags.
See?
Absolutely.
So there are some good ads out there.
Well, yeah.
That you would
Well, the products
would
are good
seeing.
Enough that it, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the thing isn't the commercials bad. The thing is the commercials as a whole aren't bad. The commercials that you see on mainstream TV are bad. That's where the thing is. You need to change what commercials are on TV.
Well, I think it's easier. Just eliminate the commercials. Skipper TV.
That's true.
We come back, I'll give you some details briefly, and we'll move on. You think about this. The average TV viewer watches 75-plus minutes of commercials daily. Are you kidding me? I like to make that zero.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.